Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. How are we doing? I'm trying to sound chipper. Chipper dipper.
you really brought the chipper. Yeah.
I'm bringing the chipper.
That was quite convincing. Yeah, I'm super, super hot. And I have not taken my pants off yet. But
that's a little too much information to lead with.
I'm not going to be tubing like Jeffrey. I'm just,
Good to know.
I threw on all my shorts because none of them fit anymore. So I've got nothing but pants, and maybe there's a skirt in a bin somewhere.
Yeah, you've got to go for the house dress. It's time for the house dress.
Yeah. Anyway, Gia, yeah, it's a scorcher up here.
Yeah. We think our air conditioner might've just broken. I heard a little like noise earlier that I thought was a car backfiring or somebody being murdered, and now I'm thinking, who's the air conditioner? Because
which is worse? Running.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather somebody be being murdered in that sketchy neighborhood out there. But yeah, it's been running just non.
Yeah,
so it's hard on it. So
we might
be basking in a little heat wave here too.
Oh dear. Yeah, I would love to have a ceiling fan. So if anybody out there works for a ceiling fan company.
That's a General Hospital fan as well.
Yeah, hook us up and we'll plug your ceiling
fan. We'll send
you a t-shirt in exchange for a ceiling fan. That seems like a fair trade. Oh, speaking of t-shirts, Gia, before we get too far, I did place another order. So we will have some more on the way. So if anybody's still interested, atabletheTano@gmail.com. And also before we get into our current episodes, I wanted to share a suggestion one of our t-shirt recipients had.
And they say, just shut up.
They're so kind.
You're idiots.
Anybody who's still listening at this point, you're so kind. We definitely owe you a t-shirt. Yeah, super nice. But so Diane suggested that if Link signed Marshall and then they needed Drew to work security, that would get rid of the three of them,
that would be that's a great idea.
I know, I thought that was maybe smarter than anything we've ever said.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty low bar.
Yeah. But good job, Diane. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice work. I mean, I don't know. I prefer to see Drew in the little red sort of Speedo boy shorts thing, like tending the pool.
So you mean like sort of humiliated?
a little bit like, you know, flexing his guns all day long and, you know.
for the 8-year-olds.
Yeah. You know, that's creepy. No,
little Violet would be like, nobody wants to see that, man.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Or if old Charlotte were still on, she'd put him in. Yeah, I would love to see him like just having to do all his scenes with the kids from General Hospital.
That would be funny. That would be sort of payback for carving Scout's name in.
All the kids. That would be hysterical. But no, he can have some scenes with the lonely moms. You know, they could bring in the extras. The hungry, lonely moms.
Hungry is right. Yeah. That would be good too. Yeah.
And that'd probably be fun for him too. And we'd all be laughing. I still go back to that shampoo sort of Warren Beatty like.
Everybody's kind of getting used, but you know, everybody wins.
But everybody's sort of, you know, like signed off on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway. Okay. Good thinking though. Yes. Our listeners, whoever you are all terrific people.
Really? I feel like, you know, we've found some people who we'd like to be friends with, but you know, maybe that's because they've never met us in person.
I was going to say, they may not feel.
It may not go both ways.
By gummy, it is a commitment. I mean, just listening to my like Google ailments. Oh, I know we're supposed to talk about a hospital, but your Google egg let me down the other day.
Oh dear. Maybe it's deliberately letting you down.
I was trying to use it for a really like actual serious purpose. I was trying to get, I had to vote on like, you know, all the circuit judges and that kind of stuff. And
You know?
So I was like, tell me about blah, blah, blah and blah, 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 you know, And yeah. nothing. She had nothing. Like, do they, maybe they don't get local information or something?
Or maybe those people haven't put much information out there. Because it has to be sort of scrubbed from somewhere, you know. Or maybe your little Google egg is saying to itself, how do I get her to switch to Alexa?
Like, this woman really shouldn't be voting.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Well, I did find info just on my phone online, you know, so that was somewhat helpful. But then I was just kind of getting tired and I was looking for like just women's names. Like, you know, it's not the right way to do things, but I figured like.
That's democracy in action, people.
I just feel like more women could be helpful, but that could be a sort of like Pollyanna viewpoint too. Because,
well, there's certainly some women who are not helpful out there in the political arena. Yeah.
And it's sexist of me to think that all women would be a good way to do things, you know. But anyway, I just want to tell you, Google is not like all knowing and all seeing and all powerful.
Okay. Noted. Thank you, Gia.
And it does a weird thing. Like lately, I would sometimes I'll just say, I have to whisper it. Hey, Google, play music, and like just to get an idea of what it thinks just music is, and it plays the weirdest crap. It's like a weird, it's a weird mix of stuff. No idea where it's getting it.
Wow, you are really working over that little Google thing.
I do. Well, you know, it's like in the morning, I'm getting dressed, whatever. You just you get curious about what Google's up to.
Okay. All right, Gia.
All right, let's talk about General Hospital, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So we did have, we had 3 days, some good developments, I guess. And then also some questionable actions by people, assorted people.
Questionable actions.
Yeah. Well, all right. One that comes to mind first is, of course, the Ava Nicholas thing, you know, where he said, no, don't call the police, you know.
Right,
It was exactly like Carly and Jax, right? When Nell fell off the cliff and Jax was like,
but you have to, we wouldn't have a soap opera if they did the right thing.
Right,
like if they
didn't
call the police until, you know. But right, yes, already a bad move. But they've established that they're both very poor decision makers.
That's true. I didn't like seeing Ava sort of weak, you know, and I guess it wasn't weak. It was just like rattled because, you know, she hadn't really planned on that outcome.
I liked how they like really literally stripped her down, like took her makeup off. And it's kind of like, you know, in some ways that's your power when you got your war paint on. And
Yeah. That's powerful. All part of her.
Yeah, like putting that red persona on and so she did look more vulnerable, and they were teasing us with the maybe this dilemma will bring them together. But I was glad to see when Ava asserted herself and she's like, no, there's no us, there's no, you know.
I thought all of that was great. Everything she said, she hit it so well. But at the same time, I was glad that Nicholas was going to keep trying, you know?
Yeah.
That's really all he can do at this point is keep trying.
Yeah, he's going to be in purgatory for some time. There was one glaring detail.
The shoe?
Yes!
Was that like the worst looking shoe you ever seen?
And it was huge, and it was like a man's huge shoe. It's like, I think like, somebody else died falling off the parapet.
Did Marshall fall off the parapet?
Or maybe just one of their guards or something, and they didn't even know.
So many people have probably fallen off the parapet that there's probably a whole pile of shoes down there.
I mean, honestly, did nobody question that when they pulled that shoe out and said, let's say this is the shoe Esme was wearing? Like, I'd have to go back...
like grabbed it down to the lost and found. Didn't it look like that kind of a shoe?
I mean, I'm not quite as pathetic enough to go back to the scenes and check out her shoe.
I know, that's what I was thinking. We'd almost
like we ought to, because that was no way was that her shoe. She might have been wearing sneakers, maybe, because she was dressed.
But usually she's got like those bright white kind of chunky heel sneakers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But although so, she was going to be on the run, and I was thinking she definitely has dressed down because
she did dress down. Yeah, she was wearing like a hoodie, sweatshirt, and stuff.
Yeah,
but
and just still, jeans.
That shoe was huge, and I mean,
it looks so grubby.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because it's supposed to have been in the water or whatever, but still.
Yeah, it looked like grubby, like it had just come off a foot, which I guess it had, but you know, like, yeah, why is he continuing to hold this shoe?
Yeah, and then they just leave it out. They leave it out like, immediately, like, oh, no, we better burn this. Or
it seemed like it would have been better to leave it down there. I don't know. You know? Yeah. Because I mean, how is he going to get rid of it now, you know? It,
right, I know.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, okay, but
glad,
yeah.
I'm glad we were of like mind on that one. So yeah. I was like, oh, come on. It's like a size 12 man's, you know, sneaker. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Yeah.
I'm sorry, my phone just dinged. I'm so popular.
Yeah, you could probably just ignore it for a minute, right?
I'll try. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you want to talk about General Hospital?
Well, there were some other errors in judgment in the hospital. With
today
today, and I guess it started earlier than today, right? Like Curtis and TJ putting their heads together and coming up with like nothing, you know,
putting their heads together and coming up with a really unethical plan.
Yeah, like
Portia
would do that. That's all bad. And also I thought it was kind of, it didn't seem even right when Curtis grabbed that file, you know, and like look at it in the hall. I mean, I know they sort of look over people's shoulders when they're on computers and stuff, you know, but that still seems sort of like a flagrant, you know, kind of
and violation. Pointed out, like, as he was going by, that they're acting like Trina is going to be put away for like murder or something, and it's probably if she does get found guilty, you know, she'll be like a month in that rec room with the yogurt covered pretzels.
That's true. That is the prison, right? Yeah. The prison with all the snacks. Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're building up to? That she'll be there at the same time as Spencer because they're hauling Spencer back?
Oh, that's interesting.
What leading up to, we could have
and then Ryan will be there, right? And then.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then would Esme, if she's alive, crawl her way back to Ryan somehow?
She might, but we could have big happenings there.
That'll be like our primary setting now.
Yeah. Well, maybe like Spencer would have to save Trina's life, or Trina would have to save Spencer's life, or somehow, you know, they'd be thrown together in that setting.
Right.
That
could be
interesting. And the poor, poor fawn like Rory.
Rory,
I felt bad for him during that little scene. He can't compete.
No, I mean, I think he's very sincere and maybe even a little bit smart. You know, he seemed like he was smarter when he was talking to Trina at the pool.
He looks so young and tried and he just looks sweet. He looks like a baby deer to me.
Yeah, and they still seem very awkward to me. None of that like really like easy banter that you sometimes get between characters, you know, that we enjoy.
No. Or people
we love a good easy back and forth.
So I felt bad for him because there's no way he can compete. I think the next couple. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that everything they're doing to help Trina, they're all kind of committing way worse crimes.
Yeah.
In a way, you know, it just seems stupid, you know, like, and if Portia's going to do this thing, Curtis is basically like saving Trina and sacrificing Portia. Right. So.
Yeah. It's very unethical, unbelievable that Portia would do something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But Curtis put her on that path, you know?
Yeah, yep.
I mean, it is her choice, but yeah, I don't know why he knew that's what she was going to do.
I don't like it. So, that little guy was going to go on and be a lawyer.
And, little what's his name again? Felty.
The guy that's in the coma that...
Yeah, isn't that Felty?
No, he's not Felty. Felty's not
retired. Oh, right, right. Oz. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm getting my little.
We got Felty and we got Smoltzy.
That's right.
In Schmaltz today, there was a Schmaltzy scene, and then there was a commercial, a Carvana commercial with Schmaltz in it. I was cracking up.
No way.
Yes way. So wow. Yeah.
I did not see that. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
They've had fun coming up with these names, Schmaltz.
They sure have, yeah. Felty, I think, is a really good one. But I feel like they should do some sort of a recap of all the scumbags, you know, because it's hard to keep them straight up, for me, anyway.
Yeah, and then we got Dex.
We got Link, who we haven't seen in a little while.
Yeah.
Dex looked sort of weirder today, even.
It's the eyebrows.
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe that was it, Gia.
Well, and also just that very sort of, I know it's kind of a military haircut, but that exposed back of his neck. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, I think they're moving towards Dex and Joss becoming
the
new pain in the ass power couple.
That would be pretty scummy, don't you think?
Don't you think the writing's on the wall for Cam and Joss?
Well, I guess, and they do seem to be throwing Joss into these situations, you know.
Yeah, and just the way she, like, ripped poor Cam a new one.
Yeah,
And Cam just seems like he's 15 whenever he's talking to her. He just, like...
He does, yeah. He seems like he's kind of on the same level as Rory, you know, like the same level
of... Yeah, these sweet boys, of poor things.
Innocence or whatever. Yeah,
they're just not up to it. They're not... They say that girls mature faster than boys, and I think it's true. Like, come back in 10 years, and those two boys will be, have a little more game. But right now, I mean, Joss can run circles around everybody as far as, I don't know, power.
She's pretty fierce, yeah. But she's not just a one-note character, but lately it does seem like her volume is always... turn up to 10, you know?
I think mine is too.
No comment. But I don't know. It was kind of interesting to see her and Carly when they were having their milkshakes.
You know what I loved about those scenes?
They were actual milkshakes?
And the line showing that they were drinking them
kept
them down. But we did have one of your pet peeves the other day with coffee cups. Mm-hmm. Somebody at
empty
the hospital.
Coffee
and
cups.
Like they're waving them around with the bottoms, gesturing with their coffee cups. Mm-hmm. In
Right.
Oh, but they look like real milkshakes.
They did. They did. They're committed to their parts. Scenes.
I found, again, I feel like, I don't mean to be criticizing hair and makeup, but just stuff is standing out. And again, it could be this large TV now, but Carly looks like she had too much copper something on her face today. Like her cheekbone was like shining with this copper tone sort of thing.
It was a very close up shot. Yeah.
And that could be it. I couldn't stand a close up.
I wouldn't do well with a close up. No,
I've told you about my mother like putting her makeup on in the dark, haven't I?
Yeah, that's a good tip.
I wished I could go back and be like, just give her a hug and say it's okay. I totally get you. Because you got to put your stuff on. You got to go out and face the world. You know.
Yeah.
That you don't
theoretically,
a certain point where looking at yourself is not going to do anybody any good. Yeah.
No return on that.
No return.
I feel like I'm sort of convinced that I'm invisible when I'm out in the world, and
we are to a certain extent.
I guess so, but to the point where I think, you know, nobody's going to care if I bend over and pick up a bag of mortar and my crack pops out of my pants. You know, nobody's going to care if I'm not wearing a bra.
The detail about that sentence that's so funny is a bag of mortar, you know.
Like... Well, you have to get down real far. And it's not a quick process.
Like, if you're someplace where you're loading up bags of mortar, I think you're right. I don't think anybody will care.
Yeah, they're probably like, atta girl.
They probably all got plumber crack up the
Yeah, I guess it may be the safest place for that sort of thing.
A bag of mortar. Yeah, it's not like you're at the disco, you know?
No, I'm not at the disco. Yeah, that's true. That's true, Gia. Or the haunted star.
I gotta go buy a bag of mortar.
Hey, we got projects going on around here.
Are you making somebody some cement shoes or something?
Make you some cement shoes. That's what they
should. That brings us back to the hospital. We had more mob action. We're getting more mobby.
Oh, and I would say Sonny is definitely behaving very differently than he did pre-Nixon Falls. He's
unmoored.
Yeah, he's not nearly as careful, right?
No, and he's just as stupid.
Arrogant, you know.
Arrogant. But
sending Dex on that hubris. Little errand, you know, I guess.
Use the word hubris for me. I don't know how to use it.
I don't think I can do that right now, Gia.
It's a noun? Hubris.
Yeah.
It's a noun.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's... Well, I was just thinking when you said arrogant, I was thinking, I said he has hubris, but that sounds weird. That just sounds weird. He shows hubris. He exhibits his hubris.
We're back to Jeffrey Toobin now.
Well, anyway, I agree. He's unmoored. He needs a strong guidance or keeper or somebody keeping him grounded. I don't know.
And I guess Jason, when they were together, Jason was quietly doing all kinds of things that weren't even really on Sonny's radar, right?
Probably. And knowing Sonny's a hothead and emotional, maybe that was the thing that...
Yeah, and he just figured, he didn't need to bother him with stuff that he could handle himself, you know?
Yeah.
So now Sonny's making decisions. I just, and I guess, worst case scenario, Dex approaches this jury guy and flubs it, what would happen? Maybe Sonny thought it was kind of a low risk exercise.
And would it really be effective, do you think? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. That's another thing.
Open, I don't know. It was stupid.
And I also feel like, with all this stuff going on in the background, Trina might potentially never know if she could have gotten off just based on her testimony, and what happened in the courtroom,
All these meddlers.
Yeah. Which I think that would really bother her.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, though. And I liked how they had Carly be kind of okay with Sonny's actions.
I know. Just chalking it up to the gray areas of life,
Well, I mean, she would have had to have had that mindset married to all those years,
right,
and she certainly operates or has operated in great areas.
That's true.
I thought that was kind of nice how she didn't really defend him to Joss, but she kind of, I don't know, brought her back to earth a little bit about
and
young people like to get on their high horse about
definitely think that it's all much simpler than it is
and it's so not.
It's really not, no.
They tell you not to lie to people. Well, lying to people is very useful, and you have to do it all the time when you're grown up.
Yeah.
So, uh-huh. I'm lying to you right now.
You don't even know who you're talking to right now.
No, because I covered the camera. On a technical front here, I haven't dropped out once, so thanks for not muting me like you did.
You're welcome. I do think maybe it would be good if you found a microphone. I would like to try that and see if it makes any difference.
If it makes a difference, maybe I'll have soothing, DJ kind of,
Quiet Storm kind of voices.
Yes. Who's that little yipper you got going there?
That's little Miffy. She's not very comfortable right now.
She's not happy. She's hot, probably.
She's very hot. She doesn't really like the heat at all.
No.
And I had to turn the fans down for this, you know, recording session.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's yeah. trouble.
So she's letting me know how that feels.
Poor yeah. girl. Okay. Don't hold yeah. back, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there was some other... What?
We haven't talked about Sasha. Oh.
Yeah, that's true. That was a sort of Demi-worthy blow up yeah. on her part, huh?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring up a little more wardrobe, another point about wardrobe, which we've discussed early on in these podcasts about animal prints.
Yeah, and how you're a fan.
I am a fan, but you're not going to ever see Willow in an animal print.
Probably not, no.
But Ava was wearing an animal print and the bad makeup hair artist animal print.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a definite, and I feel like that kind of holds true in life. Like there's a certain
type
or mindset. Again, I keep using that word, but
where
you feel like it's like we said earlier about putting on your armor or whatever, like you're saying something to the world. If you're wearing an animal print, you're like, you know.
And when you're wearing like a romper, what are you saying?
You're saying, I give up.
Nothing to see here.
Stick a fork in it. She's done.
Yeah, same with whatever I've got on.
I saw somebody's Facebook post the other day, and it was like a mock-up Golden Book cover, you know, the Golden Book.
Yeah,
it was like all these kids gather around a cake, and it was like, fuck it, let's get fat.
yep been there
I'm there all the time, but anyway animal print and blue hair. Interesting to bring her on. Interesting that Sasha called her, but then, like, do you think she wanted drugs and then realized she shouldn't do it?
Well,
seeking out social activity? What was
her name? The makeup person? I can't remember.
Nikki?
But maybe. She's the one who contacted Sasha, right?
Oh, right. She contacted her. But Sasha was like all over
it. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. In the moment. Yeah. I think she was sort of feeling like, yeah, damn it, let's do this. And then maybe once she'd sort of been calmed down a bit with her conversation with Nina, maybe she got a little like the strength to sort of feel like she didn't have to go to the drug thing.
She'll be wanting to go now. But
They might give her something now. Yeah. So.
Can this marriage be saved also?
Yeah. I thought Brando did a really good job. I liked, the things he said and did. And it was trying, you know, again. Because it's not similar to Nicholas and Ava, but these two situations where the guy feels kind of helpless. But, you know, if you don't do anything, then you're definitely kind of saying it's over, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, he's trying. I mean, but... At a certain point, like, how do you go back to being like sort of romantic partners when you've had to caretake like that, when you've seen, I don't know. I know it's, you know, for better, for worse and all that crap, but it'd be hard to unsee somebody in certain ways or think that they're, it'd be hard to have your partner be that mentally fragile and, trust anything after that, you know, trust that you can, they can handle anything.
Yeah. And that everything you say and do can stay in the lines, you know, so you're not pushing them off the edge. And it's kind of like Elizabeth and Finn when they were having their sort of interaction.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, is Finn really like all in now? I mean, because she's been very hostile to him, and I'm sure she's, you know, there's reasons why that's happening and everything.
Yeah, because it's going to be the alter personality or whatever.
Yeah.
I was sorry to see. I mean, I guess I'm glad they finally are following up with the parent storyline, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, daddy?
Yeah. Right.
You know, here we go.
Yeah, they'll just sort of insert like a whole new chapter, you know.
Yeah, like they came out of the past, but they just made up. But yeah, the only good that could come of it, in my point of view, is if they get MacGyver back on there.
Right. Yes, I think you've made that clear.
You know, it's worth repeating. I don't know. Her mother? Who's her mother supposed to be? I don't remember the character's name or anything.
I forget. Yeah. I can't picture it right now.
The father's name is supposed to be Jeff somebody? Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff Weber.
Weber, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff Weber, Jeff and blah, 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 yeah. Weather. Jeff and Beth. Jeff and...
Are you going to go through the alphabet? Gia, I beg of you, please.
Don't go down that path.
Just put a pin in that.
All right.
Jeff and Mrs. Weber.
Jeff and Mrs. Weber, yes, they both returning to help with this mental crisis that poor Elizabeth has to go
perhaps
through.
Perhaps, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and is Finn up to the job here? I don't know. I don't even know.
I don't know. He's really tried to be gentle and understanding after he was a little too, you know, clingy and...
Yeah, he was making it all about him there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, he was kind of overbearing for a little bit.
He was being overbearing about I need to know you love me kind of crap.
Yeah.
This woman is like breaking into a million little pieces.
Yeah.
I like the book title.
Can I go away with you to the sanitarium?
But I don't know why we have to go down the mental health route with everybody to get a Demi-worthy.
Right. Well, and it seemed like it would have been sort of a legitimate enough experience for her to be having trouble grieving Franco.
Because yeah, just grief.
Awesome character. Now we're taunted by the same actor. Yeah. You know, it's got to be just as frustrating for her.
Yeah. But anyway, she did. I mean, I think she can do a great job with a mental health storyline. She looks super frail. I don't know if she's lost weight or something, but she looks so tiny lately.
I can't believe she's been on the show for 25 years. I don't remember how old she was.
Sitting on my ass for way too long.
She would look at us and be like, "Oh my god."
You've been watching me for 25 years? But I think I have. I think I remember when she came on the show.
I remember, when she was, you know, a kid.
Lucky and that race
storyline. Yeah, and that was all very.
Yeah, she must have really been a very young person.
Yeah, right. I mean, let's say she was like 14, right? Or that means she'd be 39 now.
Wow.
I don't know. We haven't looked up her age, but however old she is, she looks 20 years younger than that number.
Yeah, yeah. But she does look tiny lately, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a little worried. If she's doing low carb, I think it's time to stop. Get a carb, you know. Have mine. I'm not having them. You can have mine.
Yeah, that's very kind of you, Gia, to offer her your carbs.
That's
a beautiful gesture.
Did I have any carbs today? No. No carbs. Anyway.
And why are all now that we're listing all of these women, you know, kind of shattering, how come it's the women always?
Yeah, yeah. Have we had a mental health storyline? Well, Sonny obviously was the biggie.
Yeah, I guess that's we got Ryan the psychopath, but
yeah, but not
that's kind of different.
But yeah, why don't we see some more men like losing it and having to be hauled off to Ferncliff?
Yeah, yeah,
wherever. Yeah, who should lose it? Maybe Spinelli. Like,
oh, interesting. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Well, or Brad, like when the aunt, what's her name?
Selena.
Yeah,
the pressure of being under her thumb.
Yeah.
And I know, did you see like in the coming attractions there, they flashed on, what's his name, Cody? And even just that second was disappointing to me.
Too much for you.
Like, oh, crap. We for a brief moment, we forgot he existed.
I might like him if he grew his hair like really long, like long enough to put in a ponytail.
Okay. All right. Get you a, fine.
I don't know why that would make a difference, but it
might. I don't either, because it would be making more horse-like. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking that he kind of helps illustrate my point. Like, if you take Brando, I don't think is any more attractive physically than Cody, but his personality and everything is so much better. And I don't know if it's just because we've known him longer or anything, but he just seems like he's, you know, I don't know. He's decent. He's passionate. He's loyal.
Oh, yeah,
he's
a much more brave person.
So he seems, so he becomes more attractive.
More physically attractive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how it's supposed to work. Like, you know, your inner beauty is supposed to shine through.
Yeah, but I feel like with Cody, you know, like there's nothing to begin with, and there's still nothing. So,
yeah, I just don't like the sort of fey cuteness of his little curls on his forehead. Like, mm-hmm. I think they think he's supposed to be attractive to us, like in a cute,
right.
That's
kind of what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Somebody there thinks that he's supposed to be hot, and
Yeah. I wonder, it would be so interesting to hear what they all had to say, these actors. About I wonder, do they like this direction they're taking with Cody and Britt, or are they like, Sunny, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think this happened on Tuesday, didn't it? When Willow got her little, bone marrow sample thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still keeping it secret.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, of course, you know, she's on a soap opera, so she can't tell him right away. But what did you think about that? Like, her just like just getting it done right there, you know?
Still seems a little unbelievable because, you know, you have a procedure like that. Or you have to fill out all the forms. You got to have somebody maybe she had somebody else she could put down as her.
Yeah, maybe.
Emergency contact or whatever. But yeah, seemed a little unbelievable that she'd just be popped back up and ready to go. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that procedure. I don't know. Maybe they will come up with a cool twist on that storyline, but it feels so sort of done already.
Yeah, it feels like we're just watching it unfold, and we already feel like we know how it's going to unfold. So,
just to contradict myself, we knew somebody was going over the parapet the other day, and I waited for that in like gleeful anticipation. Like, whoa, who's going over?
Yeah, you know? That is different, isn't it? Yeah. But why? Why is that? I guess because
we're ghoulish, violent people that want to see somebody. Yeah. No, just because it was so cheesy, the whole Lift Cat fight thing was so fun, and you knew that it was going to, I don't know. There are certain sort of traditions in soaps that I enjoy, but then, I don't know, that, she's going to need to know who her real mother is to get the transfusion or whatever.
So where does, like, Michael not knowing become part of the storyline, you know? Is she going to find out stuff? Mm. And not like more stuff like who her mother is and things like that, you know, and just keep that from him.
I guess that could be the interesting part of it because of his hatred of Nina.
Right.
That certainly will be a possible bone of contention between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I just pictured an actual bone, like a Flintstone sort of,
like a big bone,
the bone of contention.
like somebody walks across the stage with a big bone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of hungry. I haven't had any carbs all day.
Yeah, and the heat is really killing me.
Yeah. We probably covered things pretty well. I don't know.
I guess so. I guess we did. I always like later on remember something fairly significant that we completely
that we should have discussed,
missed.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't give you any Wikipedia stuff.
Well, that's something to be grateful for.
Heels that we could talk about, or
I think we covered the heel topic, Gia.
I mean, that was a huge Wikipedia entry, but
it was. So that's your tribe there, the people who are adding to the history of high heels Wikipedia entry.
could be. They could be my people.
Yeah, I bet they're cool. I bet they're cool. Probably like people that play the washboard. That kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I found out about this this street musician in New Orleans who died, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. That was a washboard woman, like a hard living, they called her like, washboard something. I can't remember what her name was, washboard Jen or washboard Sue or something. Yeah. So I went down that rabbit hole the other day, like listening to all her videos and yeah. So those are my people. Yeah. Everybody loved her.
Is there like a washboard sleepaway camp that you could go to?
I have been working up my nerve to like contact somebody about maybe Skype lessons because I don't know anybody locally. And but I don't know how well that washboard would translate. You know how the sound is kind of weird when you're doing stuff. And that rattle on the washboard might be tricky. It's hard enough with harmonicas. But there are various people that I'd like to contact. There's a group, a street jazz group in New Orleans called Tuba Skinny. Have you ever heard of them?
No. Does that surprise you?
No. Well, anyway, they have a great washboard
player. Didn't Marshall get kicked down of that group?
There's various street people, street musicians, like jazz, like kind of old-time jazz, like ragtimey and, you know. But yeah, I mean, how cool will I be when I actually learn to play it? So cool.
About as cool.
I mean, why do I gravitate towards instruments that are so not cool? I don't know.
You like to challenge the world to embrace
the world,
you.
Yeah, I dare you to still talk to me. But there's others like me. I mean, I don't know if that's encouraging or discouraging that there are actual Facebook groups, more than one, of washboard people. And
but didn't they, that nobody ever accepted your invitation, did
they? I eventually got let into one of them.
Oh, you did? One, oh. Yeah. Congratulations.
I'm mildly active in it.
Wow. Oh, people, there's another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to have revealed that.
Well, you're anyway, sort of a Renaissance woman.
Maybe that's what it is. Useless skills. When I was offered a lot of useful skills, and my family, my parents put a lot of money into me. And I feel like I don't know if other people feel this way, but I feel like apologizing to them over and over. For having wasted that.
Yeah. But same
you
here.
You should probably apologize to yours too if you could.
I would if I could. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you went on and paid for a lot of your education that has been useful. So
sort of useful. I don't know. It paid for some trips, those student loans. So you know.
Yeah.
There's that. Yeah. All right, Gia.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say that the laptop experiment was successful. I think
we had. Yeah, I think. No interruptions.
No cutouts. Yeah, no purgatory. Yeah. You gotta watch for the cat running across the keyboard, but other than that.
Right. No, okay. Okay, Gia.
Okay, well, people that are listening out there, you're divine, you're delightful. You're de lovely, and thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Write in and get a t-shirt for you.
Yeah, please do. Don't be shy about that. Table@thetano@gmail.com.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, good luck up there. Hope your heat wave breaks soon.
Yeah, thanks. And so we'll talk again next week.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.